We're back.
We are back.
We are back. Doug is back. We got a lot to do, Rico. And I don't want to do this, but we do what we need to do. We have to open the show with Jim Harbaugh's comments. I know you were not here yesterday. The Godfather had borrowed your chair. The notice, the draft of allegations, and that was all yesterday. I'm not going back down that road. But Jim Harbaugh had a lot to say, and I want to play it, and I think you said it best. What is your reaction to it, people? And Rico and I will kibitz about it. I think the man is a malignant narcissist, and he's not helping you, but he doesn't care about you. He only cares about himself.
Yeah.
So take a listen. He was asked about this, and this was at Charger Camp. He was asked about it. Take a listen to his answer.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Ah, that's a good act. That's tremendous. It's good acting, Jeff. So there's a couple of notes. One is my response to this will be something I've always fallen back on. It's a book that's been very important in my life, mm-hmm. and a passage from that book.
Yeah.
Quote, every coach, every executive, every leader, they all know right from wrong. When someone uncovers a scandal in their company, I don't think they can say I didn't know it was going on. They're just saying they're too dumb to do their job. And if they are really too dumb, then why are they getting paid millions to do it? They know what's going on. Close quote from a book I love, Bo's Lasting Lessons. The legendary coach teaches timeless fundamentals of leadership.
Yeah, I think I got you that for a Christmas present one.
Yes, yeah. I've read it several times. Yeah. No, I, in all seriousness, look, I'm not going to get too bent out of shape. But Rico, this is the issue. For him, it's fine. He'll be there's a shot he'll get banned from college football forever. Who cares? What? Fine. If he can't enter the big house or something, that's a, you know, that's a scarlet letter he's going to have to wear. But it's not helping Michigan. And I wonder, and people, I'll throw the number to you guys, 248-539-9797. Look, his defiance, I think, is why the NCAA is after you so badly. And him being defiant from afar, remember, he didn't cooperate. He had an assistant coach trying to sway kids to lie and not talk to the NCAA. He wouldn't turn over his phone, which if you're innocent, why not? Just get it over with. You do have your current head coach who deleted 52 text messages with Connor Stallion. Like him doing this yesterday, Rico, yeah. It serves him. It doesn't serve Michigan.
You're right, Mike. There's only so much plausible deniability you can have before, kind of like Bo's quote saying, you're an idiot, okay? You're just too dumb to have this job. One thing I know. Whether it's high school, college, or pros, the head coach knows everything that's going on. They know it all. In high school, they know what class you're supposed to be in. They know what your GPA is supposed to be, what test you just failed. In college, they know what party you went to the night before because they're probably sending graduate assistants out there to make and interns to make sure you're not doing anything stupid. They know everything that's going on. For him to come out here and say, I don't know, nothing happened under my watch, Jim, this is the reason why the NCAA is pissed at you. This is the reason why the NCAA is coming so hard after Michigan. It's not the crime. It's the cover-up. It's the fact that you just wouldn't admit what you did, even though you were caught red-handed doing it. You were defiant. You didn't want to cooperate. And now to see, what he's doing now is so counterproductive. If you're a Michigan fan, it would tick me off because instead of coming up with a solution, instead of coming up with some type of compromise, all this is going to do is drag this process out and take it from this year to possibly this year and next season because, you know, Michigan's going to get 90 days once it officially comes out. And, you know, does this go to the legal part? Now, I think it's stupid. And I think you guys may have touched upon it yesterday. You don't want to go the legal route if you're Michigan.
Because no, now, discovery.
Right. It's like for you laymen out there, it's like inviting the IRS to take a look at your books. They may be looking for one thing. They're going to find something else. You don't want that to happen. So if you're Michigan, you want this to go away as soon as possible so that you can start life after Harbaugh and see what you have. But right now, it's not. And the charges, Mike, if they would have cooperated from the beginning, this would have been gone. You would have got hit with whatever. But instead, not only did you do the whole cheeseburger thing, that was a separate case. Now you have this one coming down. They finally admitted that, hey, that's Connor Stallions on the sideline at the Central Michigan game. Yes, that was him. This thing is not going to go away anytime soon. And Jim Harbaugh is going to make sure that it drags on and on because he just won't take responsibility. I don't understand it because you ran the program, Jim.
Malignant narcissist.
And
right, who he is. He only cares about himself.
Yeah.
That's the thing I never understood. And again, if you're a Michigan fan and you love him, that's fine. He doesn't love you. The reality is he left your school in tatters. Now, you can blurt out Natty and Michigan versus everybody. Guys, look at how he left it. I mean, first of all, the most important thing to most Michigan fans, most, not all, most, has been your faux reputation. The idea that you are beyond reproach and the leaders and best and the way we do things. He destroyed all that. And for people like me, look, and Rico, I'm not going to speak for you. I just, look, if you're not in the Michigan fandom, you don't like Michigan. Clearly, I don't like you. Like, my win is simple. I just don't have to hear about integrity anymore. It's an absurdity. I don't have a lot of faith in the NCAA, but I am with Rico on this. And, David, feel free to chime in because I know you have strong thoughts on it. I just wish the guy would stop so the current coach and the current players and the people left to deal with the mess that happened under his watch. And, again, by bylaws, it doesn't matter if he knew. I do the Beau quote because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Your adopted dad, basically.
You dress up like him every game,
right,
at Michigan.
And he basically just said you don't get to say you don't know. You're either a liar or an idiot, or even worse, both. So, yeah, I just, David, like, do you at least understand, or not understand, let me take that back. Do you at least agree he's only serving himself with those comments? Like, he's not helping you.
No, he's not helping at all. At this point, as a Michigan fan, he left, which he decided he wanted to go back to the NFL. He got that gig.
He didn't have a choice, David.
I get that. That's a different conversation.
No, it's not. He left. Listen, in order to keep him, you would have to offer him something impossible, meaning immunity. Innocent people don't ask for immunity.
You're right about that.
So it's just, again, his defiance from afar. They can still get you for the things that happened under his watch. It's not helping any of it.
But that's why I want him to just shut up about it. You left. You're on the west side of the country now. How about you just end it all and just let us be? Let the program be. It is your program. It is your school that you went to. Don't you love it? Then let them just end it.
He's gonna punish them and be done with it. Yeah, he's going to keep dragging this thing out, David, and for somebody who knows nothing, he sure has a lot to say for somebody who knows nothing. Just own it. Yeah, we did. We won. We pushed the boundaries. If anything, Connor Stallions was on your staff, and he was on the Central Michigan sideline. You say you have nothing. There's one thing you can apologize for. Hey, guys, that's one of my guys. He should not have been there. That's on me. I'm sorry. And it doesn't make you a lesser man, Jim. To simply say, yeah, I'm the top dog. I got paid a ton of money. One of my people did some stuff he wasn't supposed to do. You can start there and apologize for that. But to say you have nothing to apologize for and to be so defiant, this is why this thing won't go away anytime soon. And this is why I think the NCAA is going to try to hammer you as hard as they can, because in their mind, we've tried working with you. And you keep spitting in our face.
And that's why in the end I want him to stop, because he's not helping the guy that he believes can lead this program to the future. And that's Sherrone Moore. He's not helping Sherrone Moore whatsoever. We always have to constantly look back on the things that he did, the things that he was in control over, instead of us saying, let's move on, move past it, go to the future. He's hurting that guy.
Well,
he's hurting Sherrone.
The problem for Sherrone, though, is like he's a multiple-time offender. He's facing a suspension.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because don't forget, he was part of that people who got suspended over the whole JJ thing that happened with recruiting at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I just would like to know, if you're a Michigan fan and you heard Harbaugh's comments, what's your reaction to it? I'm not asking you to react one way or the other. You can react however you like. If you disagree with the idea that he's not really helping the place he claims to love, that's fine. I want to understand how you feel that way. I don't think him pouring more gasoline on it, make no mistake, the tattoo, the we did nothing wrong, those continual flouting of look, it's so clear you did something wrong that even John Jansen says you cheated. Straight up. Like, just stop. Or do you want to do more of the amicus brief? Yeah. That's the other thing. Well, if you had a real case and you were really innocent, you wouldn't have been recommended to not be in court.
You know, buddy, everybody deletes their text messages.
That way, listen, I got into a Wojo briefly, and I'm not mad at Bob. I'm just like, Bob, I think you're focused on the wrong stuff. It doesn't matter. The fact that Sharon deleted those the day the reports went public, the optics of that are enough. It's yeah. not a court of law. Please don't play that song. The burden of proof is so much different than a court of law. The NCAA can look at something and go, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, therefore we believe it's a duck. That's all they need. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do. And I've said from the very beginning, I blame the Big Ten and I blame the College Football Playoff Committee. I don't, the NCAA to me, first of all, they're losing in court left and right with antitrust suits and the NIL stuff. They don't have a bottomless pit of money. They don't. And they're on the hook for, right. They could go bankrupt in these lawsuits. I think if you're a Michigan fan, the thing you're hoping for is, does the NCAA get put 6 feet under
before
by the
happens.
Time? Exactly. Yeah. So
you win by default.
You're basically hoping grandma dies before, you know, she yeah. wakes from the coma and says that you're the one who put her in the coma. So it's just, that's kind of how it works. You know, almost like the convenient death of Ed Martin. You're just hoping certain people don't live long enough to talk.
Ooh, the Monday before.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm just saying, yeah, you're hoping for a convenient, non-literal death here. So I get what Michigan's playbook is. Deny, deflect, delay. It's what they're best at. And frankly, it's a great PR strategy.
Right.
But when Harbaugh's doing this, it makes me wonder if it's almost speeding up what the NCAA, because they move at a glacial pace. We know that.
They do. And I think if you're the NCAA, man, you really, this is one case that I think is becoming personal for them.
Oh, it's where yeah. No, that's true. Very much.
You did we gave you every opportunity because let's face it, you're Michigan. We don't want to hammer you. We want to hammer. I've often thought that Central Michigan would get hammered worse than Michigan.
They still might.
They might. I think they'll get theirs first, but we'll see what happens to Michigan.
They have to admit that Costa graduated. 248-539-9797. Just what is your reaction to Harbaugh yesterday? Is he fanning the flames? Do you take pride in what he said? I don't know. You guys react whatever way you like. I'm not asking you to react any one way. So that's Harbaugh yesterday at Charger Camp. I'm just asking you guys, primarily Wolverines. I mean, we know if you're not a Wolverine, how you feel. There's no secret there. I'm asking Wolverine fans, what's your reaction to that? Do you think he's helping your cause or not? I don't. I'm not overly angry about it. I mean, this is just who he is. He only cares about himself. So it's simple. I don't think he's helping. I don't think you need to pour any more gasoline on the fire while you await the official notice of allegations. David, the ticket techs will get to the callers, see what they have to say about it.
Michigan fan Jim comment should have been no comment. I'm coaching the Chargers now, Nate on 75.
I tend to agree with Nate, not that that matters.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with Nathan.
I assume he didn't teach Michigan these lessons because they did all three, steal, lie, and cheat. This is the new little brother statement from Joe. As a Michigan fan, I would prefer him to just focus on his Chargers job and let Michigan deal with what is now happening. It is possible Harbaugh's words could further anger the NCAA and take it out on Michigan since they can't reach Jim Harbaugh.
No, I don't think it's possible. I think that this is what's going to happen. I think this is not only adding logs to the fire, this is actually putting gasoline on top of those logs. This is only going to make this thing drag out, and it will become personal to them. Because you keep lying and making these statements, and it's just like, seriously, like the ticket texter says, your team actually did all of that. Lied, stole, cheated, they did it all. under your watch, and you're sitting here saying, I have nothing to apologize for.
The NCAA's record in court is like the Carolina Panthers. I would let it go that far. They have no shot.
I just said that. See, oh God, some of you are so effing stupid. They're losing antitrust cases as it relates to payment of players. That's not a case against a school and cheating. It's not the same. Please, I beg of you. I don't want to get angry. I haven't been back from vacation long enough. It's not the same, guys. And you're right about the record in court in that arena. That's not this. Now, if you want to equate them losing those cases and losing more of them, bankrupting them, and you need to outlast Nona's coma, I agree with you. But please, it's not the same thing. Sweet Jesus.
Harbaugh wanted immunity in his contract, but says a statement like that. So glad this clown is gone. I promise, Mike, not all of us Michigan fans are cult members.
And I know that.
And I forgot he did want immunity. So why would you want immunity?
And why would you not turn your phone over? Or why would you not cooperate to save the school that you love?
If you don't lie and cheat and steal and you've been raised that way.
Look, bottom line, he was the only coach in history to be suspended twice in the same season for two different scandals. It's just, I don't understand the need to do it, to say it. I don't think it's helping. I just don't. And again, guys, look, I can't tell you when it's going to hit or what the NCAA is going to do because there's no precedent for a case like this. And second of all, look, this may be the silly part. This is where Rico will make fun of me. Kind of any reason to believe anything's above board in college football is kind of on the line. If you don't hammer Michigan, and whatever that means, I'll leave to you guys. If you don't hammer them, you're basically saying it's cool to operate one of the biggest cheating scandals ever and have a nice day.
No, it becomes a copycat business. You know what? All of a sudden, Urban Meyer and those guys start running the spread offense and it works. Let's run the spread offense.
Basketball on grass. Yeah. Joe Tiller. What?
Jim Harbaugh is going to just flat out cheat with Michigan and win and nothing happens. Guess what we're going to do? So I'm going to tell my boosters, save a little bit on that NIL packet to pay our fines when the NCAA comes after us. Because if we just got to pay a fine to win a title, I think every school will just say, you know what, I'll opt into that package.
Yeah. And look, I'm interested because I don't know which side of it. Did the draft of allegations leak from the NCAA side or did it leak from the Michigan side? You could make a case for both depending on what you want to happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when the real one comes out, that's going to be, okay, well, the hell is in this thing? Besides some of the juicy details that have leaked out. David, go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy.
I am a Michigan fan, and I have no problem with Harbaugh claiming he didn't know about the Stallion saga, but I would appreciate it if he would own up to it happening under his watch, though.
I think he'd be better off just saying, guys, I'm in the NFL. I'm focused on where I'm at. I'm not answering questions about Michigan. I think that would help you the most. I don't think you want Jim Harbaugh. And look, this is me saying this. Me. I don't think you want Jim Harbaugh copping to things. You're probably better off, since the NCAA doesn't have subpoena power. Just, you know what? Powder blue and gold and bolt up or whatever the hell their phrase is.
Yep. Just attack with the enthusiasm unbeknownst to mankind.
Right. Go ahead, David.
From Mack, he says, we are not scared of the NCAA. Jim Harbaugh can talk all he wants. We're not scared.
Okay.
Whew.
What? Go ahead.
It's fans like that.
I don't understand.
I don't need that. Just move on.
I would think you would want to get this so far behind you. Just take your medicine, take the punishment, and be done with it.
I mean, did you see what they just did to Kentucky for a collection of level twos? Guys, don't you have like six level ones you're facing?
And a possible seventh.
I'm just saying, like, you don't have to be scared, right? This isn't an arm wrestling match. It's just, do you want to endure being lumped in with scumbag factories like Tennessee, where things get taken away from you, vacated? It's embarrassing. It shatters everything you've pretended your program is. I'm not asking you to be scared. It's also just, it's an inconvenience. I don't think you want to deal with it. But fine, keep doing what you're doing. It's your prerogative. Right. I mean, just don't get it. It would annoy me as a fan.
No, you would. I mean, you even though it was self-imposed, you had your Fab Five titles or Final Fours taken away from you. And it bothered a lot of Michigan fans. Like, what do you mean? Well, they're gone. I don't know what's going to happen, what the punishment will be, but you keep poking the bear, and this is going to be a pure case of, you know, F around and find out.
Yeah, I also stopped caring about the punishment because the people that could hit them where it hurts the most had no spine. It was the Big Ten and Petiti, and it was the CFP. Mm-hmm. You know, the networks. Call it the networks. That's who runs the CFP. I don't blame. I mean, the NCAA, I don't even know what the hell's up or down anymore. Yeah, I got what I wanted, which is the validation that they're filth.
Petiti was hoping that Penn State or Ohio State would do his dirty work.
Well, because he's a coward. David, go ahead, and then we'll get to the callers next segment.
Harbaugh spent 7 years or whatever it was, and every opportunity he deflected. Now he's gone, and he won't stop talking about Michigan. How about you go away and leave us alone?
David, do you think that, I mean, you're seeing the ticket text, and we'll get to callers momentarily. Are not turning on Harbaugh, but is the general reaction like, dude, just go away? Like, we're pumped up, you got us a natty, but it came with strings attached, and now, you know, we got to deal with your mess? Or is it a collection of loyalists on the ticket?
Oh, it's half and half. There are a lot of loyalists.
So we got a little street fight going.
Yeah, oh, it's a street fight.
No, it's funny, Mike, because Rieger last night, as I was driving around listening, asked the perfect question. Harbaugh won you a title. Does he deserve a statue? Because that will kind of let you know how you lean, whether you think that he is Mr. All That, or, you know what, just take your title, take your money, go to San Diego, L.A., and kind of move on.
Well, it's a low bar to clear. I mean, they kept Bo's statue up. If you can keep that thing up, you can put up a statue of, you know.
No, but would you want a statue built of Harbaugh?
Oh, I don't know. It's their business.
No. I'm saying he asked a question of Michigan fans.
Oh, I think you're asking me. I'm like, what do you want from me?
No, he had asked a question of Michigan fans.
My answer would be no.
And okay. I thought it was an interesting question.
It is. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the callers next. All right, let's get to the people, see what everybody's got to say on it. I'm just interested, because I know how I am is like when someone leaves my team, I don't want to hear from them no more. But Harbaugh keeps going. I wonder what your reaction is to it. Also, Rico, I may have a problem on my hands. 2 days and two fights for Malik Nabers. Why do I feel like I just drafted Odell Beckham Jr. 2.0?
This is tough and gritty.
God. Oh, God.
If he, Mike? If he wore Honolulu blue and silver, he would be a grit player and you'd love him.
Lions fans, just enjoy your 13 wins.
Everything that the Giants do will concern you. Let's just be real.
It does. We're a clown factory. Okay. All right, let's go to Logan to lead things off today, 97.1. Logan, how are you?
Good. Thanks, guys. First time, long time.
Well, Logan.
First off, as not just a Michigan fan, I'm an alum, and I actually agree with the whole Jim Harbaugh thing, and I've said it for going on 11 months now, that I was grateful for everything he did to bring back to the program that I feel like we lost, but I was happy to see him go. It was time to move on and get a coach that wasn't a sideshow.
Okay. So what was your reaction to what he said yesterday?
Unnecessary. He's not affiliated with the program in any way anymore other than a previous coach and an alum.
Yeah.
I have as much, you know, opinion to say something as he did, I thought. But the second thing I wanted to say, and something that irks me, you guys didn't say anything, but you brought up the leaders and best thing, and the other night Brian Chapman said something and called it the cheaters and best.
Okay.
And as an alumni, that really offends me, only because leaders and best doesn't just describe the football team. It describes everything the school stands for outside of the football team. The football team, as we know with many schools, no school's football team is all that and perfect. I mean, you know, look at the Spartans with Mel Tucker. That wasn't great.
No, lots of schools have issues, right? I got to give you the Cat Williams.
No.
Yeah, Logan, I'm going to take it from here. First of all, my school blows. Okay, just leave them alone. All right, my school is homeless and wearing no pants. We don't need to go there. Second of all, no school flouts the alleged faux moral high ground and integrity high ground like Michigan. So let's just stop right there. Now, you can be offended. That's fine. What I would say is, if your school actually cared about running a real athletic department that had standards that the rest of the university largely does adhere to, then I would listen to your qualms. The problem is, I don't know how Ward Manuel is still there, much less winning an award. You had a low life as a basketball coach, gone. You had a hockey coach that he was forced to hire that was embroiled in scandal. He didn't want to fire him. He was forced to hire Mel Pearson. Fire him. You had the mystery volleyball coach. You got the football program problem. Listen, dude.
And you're also renting out cars.
Yeah, I don't know, Logan. That's a weird angle.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I would say, Logan, if you're offended, you're offended at the wrong people. Don't be offended at Mike and I. Be offended at your school. Be offended at the people who are basically causing people to question the leaders and best across the board. Because you don't get to pick and choose what part of Michigan is leaders and best. Either you're all the way in or you're all the way out.
It's also in your fight song. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to, like, what do you want me to do?
Right.
No offense. You also have a cheerleader for a president.
So, again, it's like you can't be offended because we're just holding up a mirror. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, blame the image, not the mirror.
But I do agree with Logan on, you're not the coach anymore. Please just stop. Like, man, let us clean up your mess.
Now, in all fairness, people asked him the question, but the answer, hey, guys, this is all about Chargers. I mean, I'm talking about the Chargers, and that's it.
Can I read you something? I want to read you something that and this is not anyone local, but it's someone I don't like. And I actually think they are either incredibly dishonest or incredibly stupid, probably both. Can I read you something from Mike Greenberg?
Okay.
Yes, Greeny. I don't know how this man has executed the con of continuing to be employed.
Well, you know, he's smart. He's okay. Northwestern grad.
Mike Greenberg. If he was on, this is about Harbaugh. If he was on trial right now, and he, in his own defense, made that statement exactly the way in the witness box, I would acquit him. Close quote.
I'm sorry.
You know why? Because I think it's just easier on a national level to say nice things about Michigan fans or Michigan because the fans will agree with you and not attack you. All across the board. So Greenberg and all these other people.
That's wild.
It's amazing how, it's no big deal. Now, will you feel that way if it's another school that's doing this? Or did you just fall that in love with Jim Harbaugh that you're willing to just forget about everything that your lying eyes saw for the last few years and just believe exactly what this man is spoon feeding you?
I just thought it was funny. I'm sorry. Let's go to Ian.
So if you rob a bank, you get up there and you say, you know what?
Well, you need Greeny on your jury.
I don't lie. I don't cheat. And I don't steal. I don't. There's a bag of money right there.
And damn it, people like me.
Right.
Greenberg stands up innocent. Let's go to Ian, 97.1. I'm sorry,
good
Ian.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Two things. One. First thing, when a man says he never lies, never cheats, never steals, you know what that means. He lies, he cheats, and he steals. And I'm a Michigan fan for over 40 years. I'm thankful that he brought the program back to prominence. But guess what? We better enjoy our national championship because, guys, I don't know if you noticed, look at that Michigan schedule this coming year. Texas, Oregon, Washington, USC, Ohio State, Penn State. They'll be lucky to win 8 games, period. You can write that down somewhere in their notes somewhere. They'll be lucky to win 8 games. They're not good this year. There's so many factors. Michigan's not going to be that good.
And
on top of it,
just for what we're talking about, I want to make sure. I mean, Ian, when you saw his comment or heard his comment yesterday, what was your reaction?
First of all, I should have kept his mouth shut. That would have been nice. Second of all, I think, honestly, he should have said, you know what? You guys said it, hit on the head. I'm with the L.A. Chargers now. I'm in the NFL. And he should have said nothing. Instead of, my family, I teach my family that, and I teach, my kids that, and I teach the students that, and all this other stuff. That's a line of crap, and we all know it. It's like he should have not said anything, period, and just said, okay, you know what? I'm in L.A. I'm with the Chargers. I'm here to coach them and not say anything. But this is Jim Harbaugh, and you guys hit it right on the head. He has to say something to get his point across and be an arrogant SOB that he's always been his entire coaching career.
How do you really feel, Ian? No, I if I were a Michigan fan, I'd probably be Ian, where I'd be, I'm thankful he came here and righted the ship. I mean, they were good before cheating. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they needed to do it, but they did it. It's Barry Bonds. Yeah. The point is, he came here and immediately made them good. Mm-hmm. They were not good the 10 years prior. Now, what you wanted was great. And in a lot of ways, look, we talked about it. He was on the verge of getting fired.
Yeah.
COVID saved him. Now, what took place after that? Well, it sure looks like one of the great cheating scandals we've ever seen.
And I do wonder if he's going to end up going the way of Lance Armstrong, where he's just going to keep denying and denying and denying until one day somebody's going to be like, what about this right here? And then it gets all exposed. So,
I mean, yeah, but look, ultimately, if I'm a Michigan fan, I
wanted to go away.
It's
like on a lesser level. When you see, okay, well, now Mel Tucker, like, Mel, no. Just no. Just well,
what part of Mel?
Don't sue him. Yeah, you're talking about suing again? Okay. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if we were doing hotel etiquette what was happening
I'm
here.
I'm suing because of wrongful termination. No, Mel, just no. Just no. Let me stop you right now, okay? You're already about to go broke. Your wife's going to get half of it. Your lawyer's going to get the other quarter of your half. Just no. Just stop it right here.
And honestly, that's what they should print on MSU season tickets. MSU 2024 football. Just no. No to all of this.
Just no.
The tickets arrive in the mail. No. To everything in this envelope.
Just a hang. No. Just right there. Stop.
Contained in this envelope is disappointment, regret, wasted money. Just no. 248-539-90s. Can you... Honestly, you know Arizona on their field, mm-hmm. on each of the 20s, it says bear down.
Mm-hmm.
Could we get on the field? Just no.
Okay, no.
With a gruff Sparty in the O.
No.
Just no to any of this.
Let's let them go out and disappoint you before you get disappointed.
It's fair.
Okay.
By the way, the over under 4.5.
Let them disappoint you first.
In essence, you're saying, let it play out.
Well, that's copywritten.
All right, let's get to the people, see what everybody's got to say on it. I'm just interested, because I know how I am is like when someone leaves my team, I don't want to hear from them no more. But Harbaugh keeps going. I wonder what your reaction is to it. Also, Rico, I may have a problem on my hands. 2 days and two fights for Malik Nabers. Why do I feel like I just drafted Odell Beckham Jr. 2.0?
This is tough and gritty.
God. Oh, God.
if he, you know what, Mike? If he wore Honolulu blue and silver, he would be a grit player and you'd love him.
Lions fans, just enjoy your 13 wins.
Everything that the Giants do will concern you. Let's just be real.
It does. We're a clown factory. Okay. All right, let's go to Logan to lead things off today, 97.1. Logan, how are you?
Good. Thanks, guys. First time, long time.
Welcome. Hey, Logan.
First off, as not just a Michigan fan, I'm an alum, and I actually agree with the whole Jim Harbaugh thing, and I've said it for going on 11 months now that I was – grateful for everything he did to bring back to the program that I feel like we lost, but I was happy to see him go. It was time to move on and get a coach that wasn't a sideshow.
Okay. So what was your reaction to what he said yesterday?
Unnecessary. He's not affiliated with the program in any way anymore other than a previous coach and an alum.
Yeah.
I have as much, you know, opinion to say something as he did, I thought. But the second thing I wanted to say, and something that irks me, you guys didn't say anything, but you brought up the leaders and best thing. And the other night, Brian Chapman said something and called it the cheaters and best.
Okay.
And as an alumni, that really offends me, only because leaders and best doesn't just describe the football team. It describes everything the school stands for outside of the football team. The football team, as we know with many schools, no school's football team is all that and perfect. I mean, you know, look at the Spartans with Mel Tucker. That wasn't great.
No, schools had issues, right? I got to give you the cat, Williams.
No.
Yeah, Logan, I'm going to take it from here. First of all, my school blows. Okay, just leave them alone. All right, my school is homeless and wearing no pants. We don't need to go there. Second of all, no school flouts the alleged faux moral high ground and integrity high ground like Michigan. So let's just stop right there. Now, you can be offended. That's fine. What I would say is, if your school actually cared about running a real athletic department that had standards that the rest of the university largely does adhere to, then I would listen to your qualms. The problem is, I don't know how Ward Manuel is still there, much less winning an award. You had a low life as a basketball coach, gone. You had a hockey coach that he was forced to hire that was embroiled in scandal. He didn't want to fire him. He was forced to hire Mel Pearson. Fire him. You had the mystery volleyball coach. You got the football program problem. Listen, dude.
And you're also renting out cars.
Yeah, I don't know, Logan. That's a weird angle.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I would say, Logan, if you're offended, you're offended at the wrong people. Don't be offended at Mike and I. Be offended at your school. Be offended at the people who are basically causing people to question the leaders and best across the board. Because you don't get to pick and choose what part of Michigan is leaders and best. Either you're all the way in or you're all the way out.
It's also in your fight song. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to, like, what do you want me to do?
Right.
No offense. You also have a cheerleader for a present.
So, again, it's like you can't be offended because we're just holding up a mirror. If you don't like what you see in the mirror, blame the image, not the mirror.
But I do agree with Logan on you're not the coach anymore. Please just stop. Like, yeah. let us clean up your mess.
Now, in all fairness, people asked him the question, but the answer, hey, guys, this is all about Chargers. I mean, I'm talking about the Chargers, and that's it.
Can I read you something? I want to read you something that I... And this is not anyone local, but it's someone I don't like. And I actually think they are either incredibly dishonest or incredibly stupid, probably both. Can I read you something from Mike Greenberg?
Okay.
Yes, Greeny. I don't know how this man has executed the con of continuing to be employed.
Well, you know, he's smart. He's okay. Northwestern grad.
Mike Greenberg. If he was on, this is about Harbaugh. If he was on trial right now, and he, in his own defense, made that statement exactly the way in the witness box, I would acquit him. Close quote.
I'm sorry.
You know why? Because I think it's just easier on a national level to say nice things about Michigan fans or Michigan because the fans will agree with you and not attack you. All across the board. So Greenberg and all these other people.
That's wild.
It's amazing how, it's no big deal. Now, will you feel that way if it's another school that's doing this? Or did you just fall that in love with Jim Harbaugh that you're willing to just forget about everything that your lying eyes saw for the last few years and just believe exactly what this man is spoon feeding you?
I just thought it was funny. I'm sorry. Let's go to Ian.
So if you, hey, David, if you rob a bank, you get up there and you say, you know what?
Well, you need Greeny on your jury.
I don't lie. I don't cheat. And I don't steal. I don't. There's a bag of money right there.
And damn it, people like me.
Right.
Greenberg stands up. Innocent. Let's go to Ian, 97.1. I'm sorry,
Good
Ian.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Two things. One. First thing, when a man says he never lies, never cheats, never steals, you know what that means. He lies, he cheats, and he steals. And I'm a Michigan fan for over 40 years. I'm thankful that he brought the program back to prominence. But guess what? We better enjoy our national championship. Because, guys, I don't know if you've noticed, look at that Michigan schedule this coming year. Texas, Oregon, Washington, USC, Ohio State, Penn State. They'll be lucky to win 8 games, period. You can write that down somewhere in their notes somewhere. They'll be lucky to win 8 games. They're not good this year. There's so many factors. Michigan's not going to be that good.
And
on top of it,
just for what we're talking about, I want to make sure. I mean, Ian, when you saw his comment or heard his comment yesterday, what was your reaction?
First of all, I should have kept his mouth shut. That would have been nice. Second of all, I think, honestly, he should have said, you know what? You guys said it, hit on the head. I'm with the L.A. Chargers now. I'm in the NFL. And he should have said nothing. Instead of, my family, I teach my family that, and I teach, my kids that, and I teach the students that, and all this other stuff. That's a line of crap, and we all know it. It's like he should have not said anything, period, and just said, okay, you know what? I'm in L.A. I'm with the Chargers. I'm here to coach them and not say anything. But this is Jim Harbaugh, and you guys hit it right on the head. He has to say something to get his point across and be an arrogant SOB that he's always been his entire coaching career.
How do you really feel, Ian? No, I if I were a Michigan fan, I'd probably be Ian, where I'd be, I'm thankful he came here and righted the ship. I mean, they were good before cheating. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they needed to do it, but they did it. It's Barry Bonds. Yeah. The point is, he came here and immediately made them good. Mm-hmm. They were not good the 10 years prior.
Now, what you wanted was great. And in a lot of ways, look, we talked about it. He was on the verge of getting fired.
Yeah.
COVID saved him. Now, what took place after that? Well, it sure looks like one of the great cheating scandals we've ever seen.
And I do wonder if he's going to end up going the way of Lance Armstrong, where he's just going to keep denying and denying and denying until one day somebody's going to be like, what about this right here? And then it gets all exposed. So,
I mean, yeah, but look, ultimately, if I'm a Michigan fan, I
want it to go away.
It's
like on a lesser level. When you see, okay, well, now Mel Tucker, like, Mel, no. Just no. Just well,
what part of Mel?
Don't sue him. Yeah, you're talking about suing again? Okay. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if we were doing hotel etiquette what was happening
I'm
here.
I'm suing because of wrongful termination. No, Mel, just no. Just no. Let me stop you right now, okay? You're already about to go broke. Your wife's going to get half of it. Your lawyer's going to get the other quarter of your half. Just no. Just stop it right here. And
honestly,
walk away.
That's what they should print on MSU season tickets. MSU 2024 football. Just no. No to all of this.
Just no.
The tickets arrive in the mail. No. To everything in this envelope.
Just a hang. No. Just right there. Stop.
Contained in this envelope is disappointment, regret, wasted money. Just no. 248-539-90s. Can you? Honestly, you know Arizona on their field, mm-hmm. on each of the 20s, it says bear down.
Mm-hmm.
Could we get on the field? Just no.
Okay, no.
With a gruff Sparty in the O.
No.
Just no to any of this.
Let's let them go out and disappoint you before you get disappointed.
It's fair.
Okay.
By the way, the over under 4.5.
Let them disappoint you first.
In essence, you're saying, let it play out.
Well, that's copywritten.